Hello again, brothers and sisters on the Lenten journey together. It's Pastor Bob, and it's our 15th day of our Lenten walk. 15th day. And today's devotion from John Pavlovitz is called Family Feuds. Just coincidentally, one of my binge TV shows. But it's not about that. Family Feuds. You'll hear this scripture that's very challenging from the Gospel of Matthew today, and then you'll get to hear how John Pavlovitz treats that scripture, which is very important. The scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. Matthew 10, 34 through 39. Here's the word. Jesus says, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." May God bless the reading and hearing of the word. John Pavlovitz writes, "Your convictions are going to be costly." That's what I hear Jesus saying, as he declares that he came not to bring peace, but a sword. He isn't saying that war is his agenda, at least not the kind many might imagine. He is promising those gathered in that moment, and those of us still listening today, that if we attempt to fully embrace his invitation to make a more compassionate and equitable world, we are going to experience turbulence. And often from the places we least welcome it, the close places. Earlier in my journey, I embraced the idea that the relational fractures Jesus was talking about here referred to my poor, faithless family members and friends, that his teachings would drive a wedge between them and me because of their lack of morality and my great virtue. Strangely, the opposite has been true. Those most continuously advertising their religion have most often generated the greatest resistance to the kind of radical empathy Jesus embodied. And that, in turn, has expanded the divide between us. I now see that Jesus wasn't declaring that peace wasn't his plan, simply that the greater kind of wholeness he was bringing to vulnerable and oppressed people, and to the world because of this, necessitated a disruption for those who benefited from the existing inequities. And he expected us to be on the front lines of that. This means that the audacious work of Jesus may be most rejected by professed Christians. Repeat, this means that the audacious work of Jesus may be most rejected by professed Christians. Inventorying the schisms between me and many people close to me in recent years, I've begun to see them as part of the price of speaking with clarity and working for justice. That even though I grieve the separations and disconnections, I can see them as swords that are doing something bigger and ultimately redemptive. I'm not sure if you've suffered relationally as you've pursued a religion that makes a way for more people, but I want to encourage you to be willing to. It isn't necessarily a sign that you're getting anything wrong. In fact, the pushback by those who claim ownership of Jesus may be confirmation that you're getting the most important things right. Amen.